Liberty is the sense of freedom from constraint. In the American context, pretty much in the Western context, this means that no one's going to tell me what to do. I am free to do what I want to do. I can pursue my own desires. So the concept of liberty or freedom is significant because it starts to fill into how we think about all sorts of things in theology. So even the idea that Luther brought Christian freedom, and the whole point of the Reformation is freedom in Christ. And we start hearing that word freedom like Americans, and we assume that means now we don't have to be told what to do. Now we're not obligated to do anything. We are set free. And that's not what liberty means. That's not what freedom means. It's not even what the ancient Greeks or the classically educated people thought it meant. Liberty always had with it the idea of control over self, so that you're not enslaved to your passions, so you're not enslaved to your desires, that when you have control over your desires and your passions, now you are free. So the idea of just freedom to do what you want is not the best understanding of liberty. From a Christian standpoint, liberty would be better understood as freedom to be what God created me to be. And that means freedom to live according to God's purposes. That means that doing God's will, in other words, the law, is freedom, which is completely the opposite of how the world thinks about it.